This is Mary Jane, and I'm at Canes with Dirty Sweet.
And I'm Mark Marino at Canes with Mary Jane. I load and unload equipment.
My name is Ryan Koontz. I sing songs in Dirty Sweet, and I also supervise Mark Marino unloading and loading equipment.
Supervisor.
I'm Christopher Vanacore, and I complain about loading the stuff a lot. And sometimes I play the drums and watch Mark fiddle around on the guitar.
I'm Sean Cornell. I play bass in Dirty Sweet. I have no involvement whatsoever in unloading or loading of equipment.
This is Nathan from Dirty Sweet. I play guitar and I sing a little bit. And I have the most equipment for Mark to unload and load.
Okay, well, I've actually got a fan question for you guys. Someone wanted to know if you got the name of your band from the T-Rex song.
That's too
get it on.
Song. Next question. I can't answer that. Sorry, pal. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
That's the first time we heard those two adjectives put together.
Wow, was it Nila that did
it? Nila.
Yeah, that's right. I
thought
guess.
Of the name of our band.
Yes, yeah.
We just agreed with her.
But if you do a search on Google Images, you'll find that there's some adult pictures with the same title.
Which is surprising.
Yeah, apparently.
So
surprising.
I think they got their name from a T-Rex song also.
I think they stole the name from our band, actually.
Okay, can I tell you what I like about the name of our band? It's two adjectives. What other band has two adjectives?
And they're two adjectives that describe our band fairly well.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of, it could be considered a concept
name, yeah.
Sort of.
It's not.
Okay, these people aren't going to see the expression so no sarcasm.
I'm not a concept. Sure. I'm not sarcastic.
I'm not feeling that, Ryan. Sorry. I'm with Sean. I'm with Sean.
All right. Sean's all about rocking it.
Again, sarcasm. There's no faces on this interview.
The music you guys play, it sounds like you draw a lot from the 70s cock rock. And so are there any bands?
We just draw from the cock. And I just happen to have a 70-year-old cock. That's all that is. We just draw straight off rock and roll in general. And it's just, you know, wherever and whenever it comes from, it's just, if it sounds good to us, we just go for it. If it doesn't, we tend to just leave it in the practice room.
I don't think that we're ever trying to sound like 70s cock rock bands. And I don't necessarily like a lot of cock rock bands from the 70s. I think sometimes when you have certain people that get together and the way everyone plays, it sort of ends up sounding like something in the end. And I think just every time the way me and Mark's guitar sound, and you know the way Sean plays bass and the way Chris drums, it's just always going to sound like those good bands from the 70s, I think.
Whenever you put five people together and everyone has like so much, you know, taste in music, and we don't have any taste, but you know, but just taste in music, and you all got to find that common ground where everyone agrees. And we don't even try to make a sound. We just play, and then that's how it comes out.
Yeah, we never think about it or discuss it. We just play it.
Well, so the rest of that question was, are there any 70s bands that you would want to play a show with you guys if you could bring them back? But
plenty.
I don't know.
Yeah. My two that come straight to mind, Humble Pie and The Faces.
Yes.
And, of course, the almighty Led Zeppelin and Stones and the Beatles. But, you know, I could spout out 100 bands of every decade, it goes on and on.
Flock of Seagulls.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Yeah.
I like them.
I do.
It's because they're good.
We like anything that's good.
Yeah.
Basically. As opposed to anything that's bad.
Right? Yeah. Actually, I like some bad shit.
Mark likes a lot of bad shit. Stuff.
I like some stuff that I think most of these guys think is bad.
That's
too
true.
But
I like all your metal bands.
Well, do you guys have any like vocal warm-ups you do before a show?
Yeah, we smoke cigarettes and drink copious amounts of whiskey.
Jack Daniels.
No, we do
vocal warm-ups. You want to demonstrate some? I've never heard it before.
Is there a guitar back here?
He has a guitar.
Look at that. It's a perfect
go.
Sharp. Shake.
Yeah, do shake your Jake.
Okay.
Count it off, Chris.
What?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shaky Jake, boy, what you gonna do? Texas Rangers coming after you. Here's the price you pay for one mistake. Get off the streets, it's Shaky Jake.
And that was Humble Pie.
That was Humble Pie.
You probably should have given a little root note to start off.
Yeah, everyone found it.
Yeah,
took you longer than
I
thought.
Give that root note.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Yeah. And then aside from that, I think Koontz might do a lot of those Mami Mumemo Kaki Kukeko. Bumblebee.
Chris, you did a much better version than I do.
Well, I'll work on your warm ups and then we'll go play. It'll be fun.
Great idea.
All right, do you guys ever play acoustic shows?
Yes!
What's the difference between an acoustic set and how does plugging in change the atmosphere?
A lot of different songs.
No electricity.
A lot of different songs. We'll play a few songs from the electric set, and then we've got actually like a whole bunch of other stuff that we use just for acoustic shows.
I think it's it could be different for everyone else, but for me, I think the energy comes from a different place, and you kind of. I mean, it's still the same kind of excitement playing for a live crowd. Yeah, it's acoustical. but I just think when you're plugged in and you're rocking and you're bashing, you feel a little safer, at least I do. But when you're up there, you feel a little more naked. When it's acoustic, everything is a little more pronounced. So it's just a different kind of tightrope walk, I think.
Well, you guys have your debut album out right now, which is called Of Monarchs and Beggars.
Beggars, yeah.
Why should people listen to this?
I can't think of one reason. Do you know what? I quit. I can't think of one reason why they should. No, hopefully just because it's a good record, they might find something they like on it.
Yeah.
It might speak to them in some
way. Yeah, we don't like it, but we hope other people like it. You can't listen to your own band's record the way other people do, so hopefully they'll listen to it and they'll think it's cool the way we think listening to a Faces record or something is cool. Mm-hmm. Or Dexy's Midnight Runners.
All we hear are mistakes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do know that the songwriting and the songs we're proud of, you know, we know that if we feel that way, that hopefully that translates, that there are people, hopefully more than, you know, 10, 15 people in the world that want to buy the record and love it. I think it's been going well so far. Yeah.
We've already passed the 15.
But like with any musicians, it's always onward and upward. Like, we're always looking to the next thing, looking to what songs we're working on now, what sounds we're messing with, you know, where our headspace is, so.
I think to a band, sometimes you might think, like, okay, those songs are documented and on tape, and now it's just, like, on to the next, you know?
Well, is there something in particular that sticks out about putting it together, or something you guys are most proud of to be
recorded
giving
it ourselves?
People?
Yeah. In a studio that we built ourselves, pretty much. Well, Sean did most of the heavy lifting, but it's Sean's studio that we helped him put together, and we recorded the record before the studio was even really fully finished. So it was kind of like our studio, our project, our production, our ideas. And, you know, when you put yourself out there that way, you kind of hope that people are going to understand it, at least, if not enjoy it as much as you do. So it's kind of a key.
Well, some of the tracks you guys have out are named after women, like Delilah and Isabel. So I was just wondering, what does it take for a girl to have a song written about her?
Well, the syllables of her name have to fit into the structure of the song, first of all, and it has to rhyme with the next line. That's the only qualification.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not exciting.
Yeah, write a song about maybe a situation, possibly, and like use a different name. Anyways, we're not going to use. That'd be kind of cheesy to use the same girl's name. Like, what if her name's like Wanda or something, you know?
That'd be cool.
That's our next song.
Wanda about you. Yeah. Where are you?
I want you, Wanda.
I'm the Wanda.
When I
you guys have recently been nominated for 3 San Diego Music Awards, which is exciting. Are there any that you are most interested, or like, are you excited to win any? Is there one that you'd like to win more than the other?
There's some pretty stiff competition in our categories. I'd love to win them all if we can. So if you're out there, vote for us, because you can do it. Just get online and, well, I mean, a lot of the categories. I think 2 of the 3 that we're nominated
for. Just one of the categories
is People's Choice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, well, help us win that one at least. So 1 out of 3 would be great.
Yeah. We'll be like the Sally Fields of our music competition.
You like us. You really, really like us. Well, does it make a difference whether you win versus your fans or music critics?
Not really.
I don't...
Well, it's,
I mean,
not,
it'd be
it's
cool
not,
if the fans...
It'd be nice to win both, really, because it's cool when you have a bunch of your fans voting for you, and then also when you're recognized for having, say, the best album, the best rock album or whatever in San Diego. So I'd say they're both up there.
Very prestigious awards, and we want them.
Yeah. They give you this little plaque, and
it looks
like a sheet of music that's waving in the wind.
It goes in our practice space.
And then it makes a good paperweight.
Our merch guy takes it home and puts it on his
mantelpiece.
Yeah.
Shows his mom, and she's proud of it.
Well, I mean, and it's all our peers, friends there. Everyone,
it's kind of
it's a fun night to hang out with like the entire San Diego music community, and it's nice to be recognized in front of your peers and the rest of the community, because it kind of validates what you're doing. You know, we put a lot of hard work in this band. This is our life, like all of us, and anything positive, you know, that reflects on the band in a positive way and kind of boost people's perception of us too. It's nice, you know. It's nice to work hard and reap the benefit of that. So,
mm-hmm. So you guys are going to be playing a blues rock festival in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with that?
I don't have any idea.
No idea.
Yeah, I don't think we know how we got
it. Was through our management and the record label, distribution company over there, Red Eye. Somehow, I think. I really don't know. They just said, hey, we're going to go to Amsterdam for 5 days, and we were like, yeah, let's do it. Sounds like fun.
Why not?
What are you guys wanting to do while you're in Amsterdam?
We'll play a blues rock festival, of course.
Well, besides that...
Think about playing a blues rock festival?
I don't understand your question.
we're definitely going to hit up the Van Gogh.
We're going to read up about the history.
I'm forcing these guys to go there.
Amsterdam, the history, and we'll go visit historical sites.
Ride bikes?
Yeah, we're going to ride bikes, play dominoes, maybe read books aloud to each other even.
They have lots of
something like that.
Yeah.
Normal stuff.
Not the stuff we do.
And smoke copious amounts of marijuana.
Yes!
Whoa, that's what I didn't even think of that.
Mark's just thinking about the hookers.
I thought she was talking about hookers. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. And they have girl ones, too.
Nuh-uh.
Get out of here.
Triply excited now. From head to toe. Now.
Yeah, we'll see. It should be fun. Hopefully we don't get mugged or... gutted in some alley in the red light district.
Nah, we're gonna bro out. People recognize it when you're broing out with your bros. Yeah. It's all right.
Totally.
They stay away from you.
Totally,
they
bro.
Keep it cool. They let you experience your broing out, and that's it. And that's what we're gonna do in Amsterdam.
We're gonna wear T-shirts that have American flags on them and cruise around and see what happens.
Wear Oakleys, Blades,
Dodger hats.
maybe we'll do some rollerblading over there.
Sure.
Cobblestone streets.
Your band has played with some pretty mainstream acts like The Killers and recently Juliet and the Licks and Chris Cornell.
Juliet and the Licks didn't show up.
No?
Actually,
no.
They went off to play Lollapalooza that day, so they weren't actually there, but they were there with them, I think, the night before.
Yeah.
So. Yep. The Killers closed for us once.
Yeah.
And so did Chris Cornell close for us.
Yeah, they played the Jenner slot in our hometown, and Chris Cornell did too.
Yeah.
Well, and you also...
They had a good draw. Pretty good following,
so... It was good
so.
That they, like, pulled their own way, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It was nice to play with a band that pulls their own way for change, man. I'm just kidding.
Well, and you guys also play, like, one of the best shows I've ever seen was the local show you did at Soma about a month back. So, I mean, you guys do, like, local lineups as well. Is there, like, a show type that you prefer, or how do those differ? I like doing mainstream or local.
Yeah, yeah.
The full type where there's a lot of people there. Those are my. Those are the ones I prefer. No, it's nice to play all ages shows because we haven't done that as much until as late. Really, we started doing it. But it's really rewarding, you know, to see younger faces who are as excited with our music and what we're doing. You know, whether it's classic rock or whatever, it's just rock what we do. But they're kids who get it and who understand it and like it just as much as we do. So that's nice to see that. I kind of am a fan of the all ages show right now.
Same here.
Because you can still drink in the van, so it's cool.
All right, well, and you guys also played the South by Southwest show this year. I asked a couple of other people I've interviewed who played if they had any exciting stories, and they're like, nah, we went to bed early. So I was hoping that you guys had something exciting that happened.
I think me and Sean had plenty of exciting stories. We ended up at, what was it, the Four Seasons with, Spoon and
Kings of Leon
and, the Black Angels. That was a pretty fun night. It was a late one. That was kind of fun. That was kind of the highlight for me, I guess, but I don't think we talked to any of them, though.
I did for a bit.
No, we didn't. These guys go home. These guys went home early.
No.
Every night.
I found a awesome burger joint. No.
Whataburger.
South by Southwest was a really good time. We saw a lot of really good bands. It was fun. I mean, it was just door to door. It was like trick or treating with rock bands.
Yeah,
you know,
it was exciting to be. Yeah. The excitement for me was just being included in the festival, and you know, or whatever you call it, I guess festival. Just being able to wade through a sea of bands, and you know, your ears were picking up music all over the place, but you could stop and find one thing you liked everywhere, and then just to be part of that, and to have our shows go so well, and like. Hang out with bands like the Shies, who we played with, super nice guys, and like Parlor Mob, guys from New Jersey that rule. This is really cool.
Lions from Austin,
Metallica, Slayer,
and then Lions in the Streets.
Lions in the Streets, yeah.
But and also the 24-hour drive was a good chance to, you know, get reacquainted and you know, pick each other's feelings and just see what was going on with everyone and have a little heart to heart.
Okay, well, what's the most rock and roll thing that you guys have ever done?
We'll fucking play it on stage with electric guitars and lights and, you know.
Mark,
that's pretty rock and roll.
Saran wrapping.
That's pretty rock and roll. Now we're hard pressed. We need to have these stories like in our back pocket. So, that one, that was like the time blow off the hood of the Ferrari. Whatever. No.
Stole David Lee Roth's Jack Daniels.
That is rock and roll.
Yeah, and I get every opportunity I can to say fuck David Lee Roth and his whole crew. Print it. He's a fucking clown.
But we will open up for Van Halen on 32.
He's a buffoon.
Hanging out backstage at Remac Arena felt pretty rock and roll. When we were opening for the Killers and walking out into the crowd after we played, the sea of people, you know, whatever, 6,000-7,000 people who were patting you on the back and it was fun. It was just a lot of fun. And those guys were really sweet too.
Yeah.
Nicest guys. So it was
the
cool. Just like
David Lee Roth.
Yeah. They were definitely bizarro David Lee Roths. they were super nice guys down earth. So it was a lot of fun. But as far as paragliding with my pet alligator into a sea of lava with a lava proof
AK-47.
Yeah, sometimes I like to drive my Ferrari into my pool while I shoot my AK-47 off at my neighbors, but I mean that's more just like an everyday thing. I wouldn't consider that really rock star. It's just something
that's
I do.
Called brunch.
Yeah. That's what we call brunch at my house. It's called a break from video gaming. I don't know.
Alright, well, I ask my musicians the same three questions at the end of interviews, so do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
Where's Danny?
We've got a blast.
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 Beer me that.
Beer me that.
Beer me that guitar.
Beer me that guitar. Beer me my keys.
Beer me that beer.
Beer me my phone.
Mark, do you want to explain what blast means?
No.
It means so many different things. You could blast doobies. You could blast people on the road. You could blast right past them. We don't blast young ladies, do we?
No. Sometimes.
Sometimes I'm blasted.
You can blast ass.
You can blast ass. But
that's part of it.
I usually use blast if I'm upset about something. Blast!
Yeah, blast. Blasted. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty juvenile. When you get five guys into a van, it gets
yeah. There's all sorts of slang that gets.
It's like little boys.
Coo-coo, burp-burp.
Get you, Dan, our get driver. Dad. Our driver Danny's probably like the king of one-liners, and it's unreal. A lot of them come from like really bad pop songs.
Oh, I got a good slang one. We found out a way to describe our music, and it's barina rock. Yeah. It's arena rock performed in bars. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, barina.
So you know there was emo. That was last year's flavor. This year's flavor, barina rock.
Yeah, barina. That's the new. You'll see. It'll start popping up. And then then there's hybrids. There's marina rock, which. Yeah. It's like
when you're performing in
car malls. Car arena rock.
Yeah, like, well, that's when we're warming up, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
right?
in the van.
We do some car arena rock, but mainly it's bar arena rock. Yeah.
Don't let them go any further. Yeah, that's the next question.
All right, what's everyone's drink of choice?
Probably JD or whiskey of some sort.
Alcohol.
I like water. Aquafina.
Aquafina. Oh, he's trying to go for that endorsement.
Yes. Yeah, Aquafina, please. Aquafina.
Wide mouth. Aquafina. Only. Wide mouth Aquafina bottles. Please.
Beer me that Aquafina, Nate. Yeah. I have to take a piss.
Oh. Yeah, I think whiskey seems to be just in general. Whiskey of any sort, as long as it's not in a white bottle that just says whiskey without the H, like W-I-S-K,
anything below black velvet, we won't drink. But
what about what's that stuff called? Good times or
good
old times?
Old times.
Yeah, old times. Wow.
Evan Williams. We'll do that. That's not bad.
So in other words, whiskey.
Yeah.
All right. And how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Ask Ryan and Sean.
And Sean
on women or on men?
We call it. We like to Let's refer go. To it as yeah. guy like liner.
Guy liner.
Yeah.
There's another slang term.
We don't need it. Our eyes are.
I think we have very dark.
Pretty
eyelashes.
Pretty enough. Like we all have extremely dark eyelashes, so we don't. Yeah, we don't need it.
But you use it anyway.
But I fully support everyone else's right to use it and overuse it. An abundance of eyeliner. That's quite all right. This is a statement. Sometimes a risk.
Wear what you dig.
Yeah. Wear what you dig.
Okay, do you guys have anything you'd like to say to your fans listening?
Thank you.
Hit up our MySpace, of course, and check out our website and buy our album, because otherwise we're not going to be able to come to your town, because we won't have any money to do so.
All the girls that Ryan slept with get checked.
I'm out!
He said, "Hey, man.